Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond. It's the Friday show. I was thinking, what are we going to talk about today? So I put out there about spirit and changes and all that sort of thing. And I talked a little bit about changes on Wednesday. Yesterday I was out of town. Still, we've been thinking about changes and changes we need to make, or how to make changes, or if we need to make changes in our lives. Okay, but we do. So I've been channeling source energy. You call it God, I call it source. I'm just going to use the word source for my interpretation of what it is, source energy, about changes. I know I got a couple callers. Let me hold on there. Let me give you my little editorial first on changes, my blog, my verbal blog on changes and what source has been telling me about changes and how changes are inevitable. And then we'll get into your own personal changes that you want to make, and then what spirit or source has to say, or maybe your dead ancestors. It all comes from the same place. It really does. You know, your ancestors are directly dead ancestors, you know, dead people are directly connected to source energy, and it flows through them to you so that their messages to you are from the highest possible energy. So, saying all that, let me give you a little bit of what I've been thinking about on source and changes. And first of all, the concept I get, and I kept hearing the same thing over and over again, that changes are part of our lives, that we have to change, that we change every day. We change, the world changes, the planet changes. And they were talking a little bit about, spirit was talking a little bit about the universe, that it's ever expanding, the physical universe, and scientists agree with this, that the physical universe is ever expanding, ever growing, ever changing, constantly. There is no change. Now, whether you believe in the time or time and space, whatever continuum or all that sort of thing, but there's constant movement of the universe. And as source told me, that we would be amazed as humans as the diversity in the universe, physical universe, as in life form. That it's ever expanding. The diversity of life form is amazing. In the intelligence, you know, you call those aliens, but we'll just call them life forms of various kinds. It's ever expanding, ever growing. There's an ever diversity of life form. It's ever changing. So then they brought it back to our planet, the Earth, how the Earth is ever expanding, ever growing, and how life forms are ever changing. That diversity is a good thing. And they kept talking about diversity, that if Source God wanted everything to be the same, then we'd have the same color roses, we'd have the same cats, the same dogs, the same this, the same that, but it's ever expanding. Evolution, whether it's however you interpret it, is ever expanding, ever growing, ever changing the diversity on this planet. And we as people are ever diversifying, that there will never be one homogenous group of people, that the intermingling of people on this planet creates more and more diversity. And the more information we gather, the more diversity we get. So they were really kind of emphasizing the need that, yes, there's diversity, and there always will be diversity, but there's a oneness in this diversity. We need to recognize that there's constant change. We can't go backwards. We can never go backwards, as in change and growth and diversity on the planet. If we try to go backwards, then we have this resistance, which is really resisting source energy, God, because this is where diversity came from. And I could get into this and more, but I won't right now. I'm going to do some other stuff writing on this, but I thought it was a really interesting thing. So resist change. We're resisting our spirit, our soul. So why don't people And the other point, and just one more point on this, and I'll take a couple callers, which is really kind of fascinating. Why do people resist change and diversity? Changing creates diversity. The intermingling, the groupings, the interchange of ideas and so forth, and races and nationalities, the intermingling creates diversity. Why do we resist it? Because our souls have been held back from accepting it. It's because when we came into the planet, we came with the intent of having diversity. In our spirit home, there's vast diversity of spirit life. It's just amazing. It's incredible, the vast diversity and the changes within spirit life and the changes that's always constantly going on, and growth and development and ideas. And, you know, where do we think we get our ideas for the inventions? It's because spirit is constantly working on these things to give it to us, to inspire us to create new stuff, to make changes on our planet, because changes is inevitable. So why do we resist change? Why do we fight it? Why do we want to go backwards? It's because it's not that our souls necessarily want to fight it, but our behaviors are programmed at an early age, and are the traditions and what's carried on from one generation to the next generation resist change. And so we're programmed at an early age to resist change, to resist diversity, to resist, you know, it's like the thing that children are not born as racist, they grow up to be racist. And I'm not trying to say that people are racist in general, but it's the soul. So once we open our soul up and try to connect our soul to source energy, to reconnect with that vibration, we start to change. We start to accept change. Now, this is a little bit to do with the law of attraction, but once we accept change and are willing to change and willing to move on and willing to open up our souls to align ourselves with source energy, then we make changes, an amazing amount of changes. And manifesting, if you want to use that word, what we want in our lives. It's a very fascinating concept, and I'll talk more about it, and I have some articles on change. How do we make changes in our lives now? How do we allow change in our lives now? How do we get to that place of allowing change? And we'll talk more about it. But I wanted to make this also kind of fun, too. Fridays are supposed to be a little more fun. So if you have any questions, that's cool. If you want to get a message from spirit, from source, from a dead relative about making changes in your life, which are inevitable. You make changes every day. You get a new wrinkle every day. I know you. I don't want new wrinkles, but you know what I mean. You make changes every day. It's the constant movement of life is to change. You know, change your furniture, change your car, change this, change that. It's growth. It's diversity. It's accepting new ideas and new things into your life. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be going backwards. We're not supposed to be stagnant. We're always supposed to be changing. Because that's what source is. It's source, God, is a constant changing energy, learning new things, developing new things, expressing new things, creating new things. That's what we're all about. So how do we do that? That's a good question. How do we get there? The simple answer, which we can talk more about if you're interested in aligning yourself with source energy, aligning your soul with source energy, away some old beliefs that keep you from doing that. Okay, let me take a couple of calls. We're in the same energy field here today. Okay, and then we'll get into some articles. And but on the more interesting note, I'm in a... thinking about Thanksgiving, it's next week. Can you believe it? 6 days away, days away. And I'm by myself. My daughter and family are in Colorado, and I'm not going to Colorado. So I'm thinking, what can I do in a vegetarian kind of thing? Because I don't really want to cook. So I've been looking into, and I got a couple alternatives for buying a complete meal and just eating, you know, without cooking a lot. Because, you know, I could buy the tofurkey and I could buy the mashed potatoes. And for one person, that's like, I don't want to do that. But I do eat vegetarian, almost vegan, so That's what I'm looking to do. So, and my brother, now he doesn't, it's just another day. He doesn't celebrate. He has, yeah, whatever. Okay. So that would be kind of like, no, I'm not, homie's not doing that one. So let me take a couple calls and then we'll get into a little bit more about diversity and changes. Two different words, but they mean very similar. And as we grow, hello, somebody
hello?
There? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Are you speaking
there?
To me?
Yes, I'm speaking to you.
Oh, okay. My name is Marguerite.
Marguerite, what's going on with Marguerite on this beautiful Friday afternoon or evening, wherever you may be?
It's my day off.
Well, that's a good thing. So
yeah,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Before you ask questions, because I'm all about change. That's what Spirit's been trying to get me to identify with, this concept of change and diversity and how we're constantly changing. And it has a little bit to do with the law of attraction, because change means we want something new in our lives. So what are you looking forward to change? What do you want to change?
I'd like to change my single status.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe not immediately, but eventually. And
why eventually?
I'd like to change my employment. Because I'm still working. I'm still working on me.
That's
so I don't attract the same type of person. But
I know that one. I know that one. The Spirit's been talking to me about that a lot lately, about who we're trying to attract in our lives. And you know,
right.
And you have to avoid certain people because they don't believe in change.
Right. Okay.
They're stuck in old paradigms, which they grew up with, and now it's like, I don't want to change. And you can't change either, right? So what's your main question? Was your main concern employment? That feels like your main top.
Yeah.
So what's the question? Well, let me see who's got to talk. Let me see who wants to talk to you. It's going to be a dead relative of some kind.
I jokingly
said dead people, but, you know, they're not dead. They're in the non-physical world helping us get through our obstacles because they love us more than we can imagine sometimes, believe it or not. Okay, it feels like a grandfather, a great-grandfather. Okay, it's on your mother's side. That grandfather thing came through really strong, so that's who it is. I don't know if it's a great or great or great-grandfather, one of those kind of guys, right? And
isn't
it's
that
on your
funny?
Mother's
I never knew either one of them.
On your mother's side. Doesn't matter. They know you. Mm-hmm. They observe you. They all, as I joke about this, and Spirit jokes about this too, they all sit around a little table, a spirit table, and talk about you guys all the time.
Really?
Like what's she doing now? Why is she doing that? My goodness. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding a little bit. They're not being critical. They're actually whoever this is sending love to you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Sending love and sending transformation, as because your concern is work, so it's transformation is being sent to you. So doors being opened for you in the near future for changing employment. You want to make a fairly radical change. It doesn't feel simple. It doesn't feel like, oops, I'm going to just go from here
it's
to there
not.
And do the same thing over and over again that I've always done. Right? It's not that.
Right.
You
right.
want to make some
it's
radical, more of a radical change in employment. Do something different,
well,
right?
Yes, it involves
correct.
A lot. It involves my living space. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it's gonna, but it's gonna happen. They're with you. Whoever the spirit teacher is, and it's a grandfather type, and it's on your mother's side, is saying, yeah, we're going to evolve this for you. We're going to make this happen for you. It's going to unfold for you in 2017. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Wonderful.
Because your soul is crying out, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, right?
Kind of,
yeah.
I don't want to do this, is what I'm saying. I don't.
But you want
to do
something.
I don't
want to
do it any longer.
But your soul wants to do something else.
Yes. Yep.
Your essence is telling you, I'm really tired of this, and it's not growing, and I'm not growing and advancing, and I have my value system has shifted over the last few years, and now I want to do something different, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to
correct.
Tell you that non-physical relatives are going to open doors for you in the near future to do what you want to do. You just have to
great.
Have faith. You just have to have faith. You just have to believe it, because it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see, you're going to manifest signs of this starting to come about early next year. I hear February.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
By February. Mm-hmm. Now, February feels really strong for you. It feels like a really good month of transformation in the work environment for you. But but if for you it's not an overnight, oh, I quit one job and start next Monday. It's like you want to gradually move into something, right?
Right.
So it'll start around that time. It'll start around that time frame.
Okay.
Where you'll start the transition. So don't get disenchanted of where you're at right now, because you're going to go through that gradual change to where you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
You will. Yes. It will happen. It will happen.
Okay.
You gotta believe. You gotta never lose faith in it.
Yeah.
And don't get discouraged, because it will happen. Because you'd be amazed the amount of energy that's supporting you in the non-physical world to make this happen. You just have to believe it.
Really?
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
Talk to them. Talk to them about it.
Okay.
You believe
it?
Believe it or not, they will talk to you and they will communicate what you need to do.
Wonderful. I can't wait.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, so they want us to make changes, you know? Like my father keeps telling me to do stuff. My father passed when I was really young, but I get messages every once in a while from my physical father telling me, you need to be doing this and you need to be doing that, because this is what you're here to do. Thank you. You know, it's like father from the non-physical world going, you need to do this. His name was George also. I never really knew him, but he was pretty interesting. He was a real entrepreneur in some ways, as I understand what my mother has told me. He did a lot of entrepreneurial things. He took risks in his life, which most people don't do. So I've got a farm. He bought and financed a farm, you know, from the city to, I'm going to be a country gentleman. I'm going to buy a farm with pigs and chickens and goats and all that fun stuff, and just changed my whole life. So that's kind of taking leaps of faith. So he keeps pushing me to take leaps of faith. Do it. Just do it. Don't worry about it. Just do it. I did it. You can do it. Okay, let me take another call. It's a 415 area code if you're out there doing something else and not listening or hanging out somewhere else. Okay, and then we'll get more about change and what Spirit has to say about change and diversity in our society and how we're growing and how we're developing. And, you know, I asked them about, okay, and we talk about oneness, all being one and connected, and they explain oneness as in change and diversity, because there seems to be a contradiction there. All being one and then diversity, that sounds like, but I'll explain it in a minute what they meant by the oneness, okay, and what Spirit means by oneness and the teachers mean by oneness, and still accepting the idea of diversity and growth and change and, you know, constant change. Hello? I told you are coming, but you're not there. Hello? It's a 411. I'm 415 area code. I'm looking for you. Yoo-hoo. So you put me on hold, or you're probably cooking or doing something else or listening to a different show, maybe. Who knows what you're doing? So I'll put you back on hold. So it's a 415 area code. And, you went away. Okay, you're not there. So I'll come back in a minute. Let me talk a little bit about, while you're on hold, and I'll come back and see if you're there. If you haven't hung up in the meantime, right? So what does Spirit talk about when they talk about oneness, and then they talk about diversity, because it seems to be a conflict? Well, oneness doesn't mean that we're going to homogenize into one life form. We're all going to look alike. As humanity goes on, we're all becoming one look alike and act alike and be exactly the same. No, it doesn't mean that. Oneness means oneness of purpose, oneness of direction, oneness as in connected to source or God. I'll keep using the word source, and you'll get used to it. So it's a oneness as in connection to our souls, and a oneness as into our connection. And they keep showing me the web of life. We're all on this web. So the oneness is that accepting the connection that we all have in the oneness. We're all one part of the one big, happy, big family. But like in any family, even though you're one big happy family, you're all different. You know, you got the cousin that you go, oh, they're doing it again. Or the uncle, you're going, oh, man, Uncle Tom, he's just whacked out, right? But you're one. You're a family. And you accept the family, right? So it's beautiful. So oneness doesn't mean we're all going to look alike, think alike, be alike, do everything the same. Oneness means that we're connected to Source. We have one connection. I keep trying to say, no, it's not belief. Spirit, tell me something else. It's not belief. But it isn't, since it's a belief of diversity. It's a belief that even when we're all a little different, we all have different interests and likes and different ethnicities and skin tones and skin colors, and that we're still one. We're still, okay, I'm listening to Spirit as I'm doing this, and they're saying the oneness that we have is a oneness in love. It's a connectivity of love that we all have. It's that love that Source gives us, that comes from Source, that we're all connected in love. And that's what it's all about. It's oneness in love. So that there, even though we're different, and even though we have different interests and ideas and different thoughts and different perspectives on life, we're one in love. So we respect each other. The oneness is about respect. It's about compassion. It's about appreciation. It's about forgiveness. Those energies of being generous to each other is what the oneness is about. So we accept each other, even though we're different. It's a beautiful thing. And it takes a long time. Our souls are kind of like held back from that oneness right now because of our belief systems. Now, I could talk about religion in this, but I'm not going to get into the religious aspect of this oneness and diversity and all that. So 415, I'm going to try you next again. And then I got a 201 and a 111. It's like I got a fence post, basically, that's holding for me. 111. It's an interesting number. So let me try 415, then I'll put you back on hold if you're not there or whatever. Hello.
Hi, thanks for trying again. I had another call come through.
I knew there was something going on. So whom am I speaking to?
This is Catherine.
Catherine. Oh, okay. So what is going on with Catherine? So, Catherine, I'm going to ask you the question. What changes do you want to make?
In career and kind of like the first caller, I'd also like a relationship to come in.
Well, the career's a done deal.
My single status. I like that. I like what you said. Career's a done deal.
Career's a done deal. So don't worry about it. It's done.
When do I see that?
Well, it's a done deal. What do you want?
I want a new career.
When?
Anytime.
Do you have a defined date yet? Do you want to do it by
sure.
January 1? January 1?
Yeah, I like January 1.
June of next year?
No, I understand. But yeah, sure. I like January 1.
Okay. So what is your – this is a female energy. It's like a great-grandmother that's trying to communicate with you. And she's saying that's the one who said it's a done deal. You just have to have a belief that it's going to happen now.
Okay.
You have to take the steps because it's not necessarily going to show up in the mail that you're going to get the changes soon. Okay, so you just need to take a few more initial steps, and you'll be there really quick. Because you're on that you're on the precipice of doing it. You're right there on the edge.
Definitely.
It's like,
I am.
You got your parachute built yet? Your wings yet to fly?
Like I think of myself like the Fool card, the Fool.
Okay, so you're ready for the journey, but you're gonna have to leap. You're gonna have to take a leap of faith. Ready for the leap of faith? Okay,
true.
Then do it. Do it. Where's the fear?
How to start? I don't see the path of steps.
Have you asked?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, so what's the first step? Do you know the first step? Yeah, here's the message I get for you, that the first step will be given to you very shortly, and each step will come after that. Each step will come after that. What do you want to do?
Well, I know, see, I don't have a title. I don't have a job title yet, so I want to be more creative.
Okay, so that's
the first
step.
There is no job title to what I want to do. That's what
I think. Do you have a mission? Do you have a mission statement?
No.
Okay, so step one, create within two sentences a mission statement for what you want to do. Really hone it down. Work on it and then condense it so that you can state exactly what you want to do in two sentences or less.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's better one sentence. If you can get it down to one sentence of what you want to do, then don't worry about that. Then you've created a job title, haven't you?
No.
You will. Just do it. Just do a mission statement. Get it down to one sentence of what you want to do, and that's your step one. Okay?
Okay.
You can do that. It's not that hard. You know what your gifts and talents are, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You know what your passion is. What's your passion? What's your number one passion? As in, how would you do this? How are you going to serve the world, and what's your passion?
I don't have a one sentence for that.
What is your passion?
I don't have a word for that.
Is it healing? Is it teaching? Is it building something? Is it designing something? Is it creative in the sense of doing something creative and artistically or in some other way?
Creating and teaching together.
Okay, so you've narrowed it down. So you want to teach something. You want to use your creative skills to teach something, correct?
Yes.
So what do you want to teach?
I don't know.
Okay, that's step. You figure out what that is, and then you're on your road, right? If you want to create, use creative skills and your teaching skills to teach something, so figure out what that is. I'll give you what I hear, the sentence I hear for you.
Okay.
And this is general. It's not specific, but you can work from it if you resonate with it. Teaching and creating, showing people how to live a more positive life.
Oh,
and then you can fill in the blanks on how to do that.
Right, right.
And they'll show you. Spirit will show you how. But a more positive life, a more enriched life, I guess is a better way of putting it. A more enriched life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily money, but it's a sense of success and people to people have a sense of success, like they're doing something that they're supposed to be doing. Okay.
So can I ask a different question?
Yeah, you could ask.
I'll give you
a sentence about your relationship issue. You start down this road and you'll find a beautiful partner to assist you on this path is what I hear for you. Once you get on this road and once you start to do these steps, then you will find a magnificent partner to assist you on this path.
Mm-hmm. I believe I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm open. I need to meet a whole different group of people that are on closer.
Okay. One quick question. I got a couple other people I want to talk.
If you can tune in to my aunt, she was in my dream this morning so clearly. And
When did she pass?
Anything? About 3 years ago, pretty recent, four years ago.
What's her first name?
Nancy.
Ah. The words I hear, this is interesting. It says, I hear this, like, avail yourself of my energy. And I guess that would be her energy, her wisdom. Avail yourself of my wisdom. And that will lead you down this path that you need to go on. So
I knew she was connected.
Okay, so avail yourself of her wisdom, you know, from the spirit form.
Right.
And that'll help you on your path. So you can talk to her. Talk to her all the time.
Right.
Got it?
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Take care. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm running out of time. I didn't even get to the articles I was going to talk about. I better take a couple calls real quick. So we're talking about changes. We're talking about diversity. We're talking about that the universe, source energy, is always expanding, always growing, always creating new things, allowing new things to create, and that this planet will always continue to grow and expand, and diversity will always grow. And if you fight the diversity, if you fight the change, you're disconnected from source, basically. That's not a good thing. You don't want to be disconnected from source, I wouldn't think. Unless you don't like to be connected. Hello?
I'm just listening in.
Okay, very good. Listen in. Do you have a name so I can know who's listening?
G.
Okay, thank you. It's like whoever that was in a tornado or something. I don't know, a lot of wind. Blowing. Okay, so I do have another caller, a 111 number. Let's see where that goes. Yes, this has been fun. Well, I got a few more minutes left. We can get into something that maybe we'll talk a little bit more of a fun article instead of all this thing about heaviness, okay? Hello? Hello? Okay, so people are like, 111, are you there? You're not there. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come back, check with you later. So 111, I'll be back in a couple minutes if you want to tune back in a minute. And I was going to talk about something. What was I going to talk about? Oh, I could talk about that. Let's talk about brain food. Ooh, that's a good one. It's getting close to Thanksgiving. And I mean, I've been, as I mentioned earlier, having a little challenge with Thanksgiving and getting a nice vegetarian meal, but I think I figured it out, which is a good thing. I'm going to try one other idea on that. So, but I think I got it, a good one. There's a place called Veggie Grill. It makes vegetarian food that I can pick up for Thanksgiving. Okay, so let's see. It's that brain foods that help you concentrate. Focus, right? Focus, mindfulness, you know, being able to focus on what you're doing. Isn't that important? That's really important. So changes, right? Changes so that you're focusing better. They always put that word change in here. I love this. Okay. There's a few I really like in this article, and some of them, I wouldn't do it. Caffeine can make you more alert. Justifies my coffee, right? There's no magic bullet to boost IQ or make you smarter. Oh, this is from WebMD. I'm sorry, I didn't give you who I got this from. WebMD, another their section of ADHD, which is kind of interesting. So you can look this up under their section under HDAD. And I think I'll post it on Facebook, those with me on Facebook, if you want to read this for yourself. It's a slideshow on foods that help you focus, which is a good thing. So if you haven't joined me on Facebook, please do, because I post all these articles and stuff and you can look at them. So caffeine found in coffee, chocolate, energy drinks, and some medications. Caffeine gives you that unmistakable wake-up buzz, though the effects are short-term. Ooh, right? And then more often less, overdo it on caffeine, and it make you jittery and uncomfortable. No kidding. When I was in sales, we did that. You know, too much coffee and you're all wired up. And you get a customer and you're just like, everything comes out at once and you go, I got to cut back on the coffee a little bit. That ain't working. That ain't working for me. Oh, I skipped a couple here. Okay, let me get back to two. Okay, no, let's get to three. Sugar can enhance alertness. Sugar is your brain's preferred fuel source. Not table sugar, but glucose, which your body processes from the sugars and carbs you eat. That's why a glass of something sweet to drink can offer a short-term boost to your memory, thinking, and mental ability. Now, the picture they have here is of an orange. So a little orange juice, or orange juice is just basically concentrated oranges. So it's, and you don't want any of this stuff with added sugar in it. You know, you just want it in the natural form, right? You agree? I think you agree with me on that. So get your brain going. Have too much, though, and memory can be impaired along with the rest of you. So if you're going to have your orange juice or something as sweet and natural, you know, cranberry, orange juice, whatever, you know, natural in the morning or whatever, only you need it in the afternoon sometimes, don't you? A little boost, a little orange juice or whatever. Eat breakfast to fuel your brain. Well, we've talked a lot about breakfast. We'll skip the breakfast one. And then I'll go back. Fish is really brain food, ooh, a protein source linked to great brain boost is fish, rich in omega-3. Now, they got a picture of salmon, which I mostly eat as a fish. Don't eat a lot of meat, but fish is about it, and sometimes salmon or cod. Fatty acids that are key for brain health. These fatty fats have amazing brain power. A diet with higher levels of them has been linked to lower dementia, which is kind of cool, huh? And stroke risks, slower mental decline. Wow, very good stuff. Plus, they play a vital role in enhancing memory, especially as we get older. For brain and health, heart health, eat 2 servings of fish weekly. That's not a lot. Okay, so I am going to back to you guys. Oh, I got one I got to do, and then I'll come back to you if you're still there. We got a bunch of people, and I'm running low on time. Let me do one more, because one of my favorites. I got to talk about my favorite, okay? Then I'll come back to you. I have a couple people holding. Yeah, wow. Kind of like, okay. And then this is one of my favorites, if I can find it again. No, here it is. Okay. Add daily dose of nuts and chocolate. Ooh, nuts and seeds are good sources of antioxidant vitamin E, which has been linked in some studies to less cognitive decline as you age. Now, sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds are 2 of the best. I've been reading something about that this morning, about magnesium and things in your brain. But so if you were to eat seeds, and almonds are probably one of the best for you too. Almonds and Brazilian nuts and some degree walnuts have a lot of omega-3. So dark chocolate also has other powerful antioxidant properties and contains natural stimuli like caffeine, which can enhance focus. Enjoy 1 ounce a day of nuts and dark chocolate to get all the benefits you need from a minimum excess of fats, calories, fat, or sugar. So, you know, I'm thinking about this as a snack. What am I going to snack on? And I realize that some things I eat probably raise blood pressure instead of lower blood pressure, even though they don't have a lot of sodium in it. It's pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. They mix those two together, and I think the effort of pulling those things apart and making them, it's just a filler, and it's good for you. It's a thing at night where you can eat a bunch of pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and get all that nutrition you need, and it keeps you busy. It keeps you from snacking on unhealthy things. So that's just a suggestion, of course. You're going to eat what you want to eat. But I was reading about them today, and I'm going, yeah, I got to get that back in my diet. I used to eat a lot of – when I was playing baseball many, many years ago, I ate a lot of sunflower seeds. We ate a lot of a bag of sunflower seeds practically in a day. Okay, who has been holding the longest? I guess it's 843. And then – oh, I'll try the 111, and I'm going to have to go through these rather quickly, I hope. Hello? You're still not there. So it's 843 is the next number. I'm going by this 860 and another 860. So if you got an 860 number, I'm going to get to you, but 843 has been holding the longest. So let me get to you. Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Whom am I speaking to?
Hi, good evening. My name is Sanithia.
What's going on? What do you want to change in your life? Anything? Do you want to change anything?
I think I like to change maybe, I guess, my approach or my reaction to certain situations. I think I'm more of a reactor than a responder, and that's one thing I would like to change.
Well, is it necessary to change? Let me ask you a question. Is that your main question? Is that your main concern today? I want to get to what you're concerned about. If I'm off topic for you, what is the topic you wanted to talk about? Because I do have a question about that, but let's get to your topic.
Well, no, I was just listening to you.
Okay. Well, I got a couple other callers, but let me give you this then about changing to be more. See, you're a reflective person, right? You think about things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not off the top of your head person, correct?
Sometimes I can be, yeah.
What do you want to be, that way or more that way?
I guess just I don't know, I guess less that way, to be able to process situations before I respond.
So that's the old count to 10 thing, isn't it? The count to 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mentally, it's practice, practice, practice. Before you react, count to 5 or count to 10. Right?
Right.
It's a simple thing, but you got to practice it. If you don't practice, it'll never happen. It can't become a habit, and it's a habit. It really is. It's retraining the brain, and you can never give up on retraining the brain because you can retrain your brain. Okay? You can reset that wiring inside your brain, that electrical impulse is to do certain things by practice and by making a new habit. And your new habit is, before I react to what somebody says, I'm going to count to 5 or 10. I give it a thought, and then you may never react because it's not worth reacting. I'm going to just move on. It's not worth my time. Right?
I've been practicing that, but
the other question you can always ask yourself is, if I react to the situation, will I feel better or worse by reacting to it?
Okay.
Right.
I've never asked myself that. So.
Because how am I going to feel? You know, or you can ask yourself now, when I react to people too quickly, how do I feel?
Usually a little drained afterwards.
Okay, you got your lesson. I don't want to be drained. So you're going to tell yourself, I don't want to be drained by reacting. Right? So you're going to stop and say, okay, I want to feel positive in this situation. Stop, I want to feel positive. So what can I do with say positive? Yeah, I mean, something like that. But you want to just say, stop, wait a minute, I want a positive response because I don't want to be drained. Got it? You can do that. You can do this. Just practice.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
Just say stop. Let me think. What would make positive in this situation? Okay. Now I'm just going to leave. I'm not going to even talk to this person anymore, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Got it? Try that.
Got it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm borrowing a little bit from Edgar Tolle in his book, The Power of Now, on that one. Just say stop. I don't have to react to this. No. No, I don't like that thought. Nope, I'm not going there. I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, 860. And yeah, I'm getting out of time here, so let me do this real quick. Hello.
Hi, George. I will ask quickly. I have tried to move forward in my life, and every time I do something else, I get another huge health problem, and I'm wondering why.
Wow, I only got a minute and a half, and well, you got a big topic here, dear. Jeez, you only gave me a. Let me see. Let me get one word for you. Why do you have health? It's an old pattern. It's a pattern. You got to break the pattern.
Oh.
I know that sounds rather an obvious answer, but you got to break the pattern. You have to go back. Where did this start? What started it? Where was the fear? What's the fear of moving forward? You have a fear-based moving forward. So the fear creates the condition of the disease. The uneasiness is caused by fear. Does that make sense?
I'm trying.
You just gotta go back and find out where that fear came from. Go back in your life. Where did that fear come from? What initiated that fear probably in your childhood of making changes, of doing something different?
Yes, I could.
Well, you contact me through through Facebook, through this site, or I'll list my website, and you can contact me through that, okay?
Okay, thank you, George.
You're welcome.
God bless you for everything you do.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, so I'm running out of time, and I was going to put my website here so that if somebody wanted to contact. Oops, I can't type today. A little silence here. So it's themessenger.info, and my information is there if you're interested in contacting me. So it's www.themessenger.info, and my information is there. My Facebook page, I think, is there. But if not, you can reach me on Facebook. That's on here also. So thank you. I love you guys. See you on Monday. Bye.